You're likely here because, well, you need to get a solid grasp on managing complex IT infrastructure, maybe faster than you'd like.
Time is always tight.
Exactly. So think of this as your efficient guide. We're aiming to understand a specific solution, really cut through the noise, and give you the core insights.
Sounds good. And today, that solution is What's Up Gold. We're taking a closer look at this network monitoring software. It's specifically built, really, for these tricky hybrid cloud environments we're all dealing with now.
Right. And our info, it's important to note, comes directly from the provider. So we're getting your perspective on what it offers.
You have an inside look.
So our mission here, if you will, is pretty straightforward. We want to pull out the key capabilities, the real benefits of What's Up Gold.
So by the end, you should have a better feel for whether it, fits your needs.
Precisely. Could this be the tool for your IT setup? We'll touch on things like network availability, performance monitoring.
Network discovery, alerts, definitely how it helps fix issues.
Log management too, traffic analysis, how it plays with other systems, cloud monitoring.
And so those add-on modules they offer, it's quite a list.
It is. So let's dive in.
Okay, so first off, the big picture. What really jumps out is how, well, comprehensive What's Up Gold seems to be.
Comprehensive meaning.
Meaning it's not just looking at one piece of the puzzle. It aims to give you a single view across your, traditional on-prem stuff in your cloud environments, AWS, Azure, etc.
That unified view is pretty appealing, and it seems others agree. I saw it got quite a bit of recognition, something like 17 awards in a recent G2 Grid report.
Yeah, that's significant. G2 awards usually reflect what actual users are saying.
Right, so things like ease of use, functionality, maybe support.
Exactly. It suggests IT pros are finding real value there, which leads us nicely into, well, how does he even know what's out there? That fundamental piece of network discovery.
Ah, yes, the Layer 23 discovery feature they mentioned.
Right, layer 2 and 3.
So, for anyone not breathing network layers daily, that basically means it maps out the physical connections, like how things are plugged in,
The physical topology.
and the logical paths data takes across the network. So, you get, well, a pretty complete picture.
And when they say complete, it seems they mean it. It's not just routers and switches. It's wireless controllers, servers, physical and virtual.
VMs, yeah. Applications running on them.
Traffic flows, configurations, and across different environments too. Windows, LMP stacks, Java.
So you end up with this interactive map of your whole networked world.
That interactive map is key, I think.
Yeah.
It's not just a static picture you print out.
Right. You can click around, explore.
Exactly. See the relationships, the dependencies. Super useful for finding potential bottlenecks or, figuring out what breaks if the server goes down.
Makes sense. And once you have that map, that detail view, the next thing is making sure it's all, well, working properly.
Which brings us to the real-time alerts and performance management side of things.
Yeah, the sources say it's pretty straightforward to set up customizable maps, dashboards, alerts.
So you can keep an eye on network health, traffic, server performance, app responsiveness, whatever's critical for you.
And I like this bit. You can often just click on a device right there on the map and get straight to its monitoring settings or performance reports.
Yeah, that integration saves a lot of time. Instead of hunting through menus, you're right there. Streamlines troubleshooting.
Absolutely. And speaking of troubleshooting, if efficiency in fixing stuff seems to be a big focus, you talk about intuitive workflows, easy customization.
All aimed at reducing that mean time to resolution, MTTR.
Always the goal, right? Get things working again fast.
And being able to launch management tools directly from that map helps too.
Like remote into a server or check a config right from the map view.
Potentially, yeah, instead of switching tools constantly. Plus, flipping between views, physical, virtual, wireless dependencies helps you understand the problem faster, see it from different angles.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Log management. Sometimes that feels like a whole separate world.
It often is, but it seems What's Up Gold integrates it right into the main interface.
That sounds useful. Less jumping between screens.
Definitely an efficiency boost. You can monitor, filter, search your syslogs, your Windows logs, all from the same place you're watching your network.
And set up alerts based on log content, too.
Yes. And it's not just individual entries. I saw they mentioned tracking trends in log volume.
Oh, interesting. Like a sudden spike in logs.
Exactly. Could be an early warning sign. A security issue brewing, a misconfiguration causing errors. It gives you that heads up.
And archiving, of course. Got to keep those logs for compliance.
Yep, it lets you archive them pretty much anywhere for however long you need. crucial for audits and historical analysis.
Makes sense. Okay, another vital piece. Understanding the actual traffic on the network, NTA, network traffic analysis.
Right. NTA gives you that real-time look at your traffic patterns.
So you can see who's using the bandwidth, what apps are chatty.
Precisely. Helps you spot ongoing issues, performance bottlenecks, maybe even unusual traffic that shouldn't be there. Respond faster.
Now, for the folks who like connecting systems and automating things, the REST API.
Ah, yes, the API. That's always a powerful feature. It means you can pull network monitoring data out of WhatsApp Gold.
And feed it into other tools, like ticketing or custom dashboards.
Exactly. Or, just as importantly, you can push actions into WhatsApp Gold. Automate tasks.
Like adding new devices to monitor automatically. Or removing retired ones.
Things like that. Mm-hmm. Saves a ton of manual work, reduces errors, boosts efficiency.
Okay, let's get a bit more concrete. They talk about intelligent IT infrastructure monitoring. What are some specific examples?
Well, application performance is one. Keeping tabs on Linux systems, Apache web servers, Microsoft apps like Exchange or SQL Server.
Right, and understanding bandwidth usage.
Yeah, breaking down who or what is consuming bandwidth across different parts of the network, routers, servers, specific links.
And crucially, cloud visibility. AWS and Azure are mentioned specifically.
That's huge for hybrid setups. Getting that visibility and control over your cloud environments from the same platform you use for on-prem. That's the goal, that single pane of glass.
Right. It all seems geared towards being proactive, doesn't it? Finding problems before users call the help desk.
That's the dream, isn't it? Identify and fix things before they cause real impact. That's what effective monitoring should enable.
They also mention specific visibility into virtualization, Hyper-V, and VMware.
Very common platforms, yeah. Need insight there, too.
And wireless network performance. Can't forget Wi-Fi these days.
Absolutely not. So it seems to cast a pretty wide net across different infrastructure types.
It does. And then on top of the core stuff, there are these add-on modules.
Right, for extending capabilities. They integrate seamlessly, apparently. Let's maybe run through a few.
Sounds good. First, the network traffic analysis module. We mentioned basic NTA, but this sounds like it goes deeper.
It does. More granular data. Breaks down traffic not just by total volume, but by specific users, applications, protocols.
So you can really pinpoint bandwidth hogs or unexpected application behavior.
Exactly. And it supports a whole range of flow protocols. NetFlow, SIFFlow, JFlow, IPFX, NSEL, even QAC. That broad support means it can likely ingest data from most network gear.
Okay. Next, the log management module. Again, building on the integrated features.
Yeah, think of it as log management supercharged. Gathering Windows events, syslogs.
Visualizing them right on the maps and dashboards. That sounds useful for context.
Definitely. Plus, triggering specific alerts based on log content, advanced searching, exporting, and that crucial archiving piece for compliance. It really centralizes log handling.
Then virtualization monitoring. Seems pretty self-explanatory for VMware or Hyper-V shops.
Absolutely. Tailored for discovering, mapping, monitoring, alerting, and reporting specifically on virtual environments.
Yep.
Essential if you're heavily virtualized.
And application performance monitoring, APM, focused on those critical business apps.
Yep. Things like Exchange, SQL Server, SharePoint, Active Directory, ISA. Things that really hurt when they slow down.
So you can define what healthy means for those apps and get alerted if they deviate.
Right. And it even helps calculate SLAs, service level agreements. Prove performance, essentially.
Okay, configuration management. This one sounds like a potential lifesaver for network teams.
It really could be. Automating configuration backups for routers, switches, firewalls.
Archiving them, auditing changes.
Alerting if configs change unexpectedly. That's huge for security and stability.
And compliance, too, right? IPA, SOX, PCI DSS.
Yeah.
They all have configuration requirements.
Precisely. This helps automate tracking and proving that you meet those requirements. Reduces a lot of manual effort and risk.
Lastly, the distributed edition. For companies with multiple sites.
Yeah, exactly. If you've got remote offices, data centers, this lets you manage and monitor all of them securely from one central location.
Providing that consistent view across the whole distributed network.
Uh-huh. Consistent, accurate info, scalable monitoring. Key for larger or geographically spread organizations.
Okay, wow. So, yeah, pulling this all together, it really does sound like WhatsApp Gold aims to be a very comprehensive, integrated platform.
Use that way. From discovering what's on your network to monitoring its health, analyzing traffic, managing logs, automating configs, it covers a lot of ground.
Right. The key benefits coming through seem to be that proactive monitoring angle, trying to get ahead of issues.
Definitely. And the tools for resolving issues faster when they do happen. MTTR reduction.
Improved visibility, especially across that hybrid mix of on-prem and cloud.
And the potential for automation, saving time, plus that help with compliance checks.
So for everyone listening, as you think about this range of features we've just unpacked, how might a platform like this actually change how you manage your IT infrastructure day to day?
Yeah, how would it impact ensuring performance in what's, let's face it, an increasingly complex world?
Think about your specific challenges, those recurring pain points in your environment. Which of the things we talked about, the mapping, the alerting, the log management, configuration, automation, which of those might actually move the needle for you?
It's definitely food for thought.
Yeah.
Where could a tool like this fit into your strategy?